but he owned up to raping her. He said he didn't hit her. Mm. The other boy tied the sock around her neck. Mm. He knew that. But you know what? They had his trial and set him free. And he owned up to raping her.
Huh.
Set him free.
Yeah, you can do that if they find some technicality,
yeah.
Some loophole.
That's what they claim it was in the warrant that they found.
Not advising them of their rights or something like that. Yeah, that happens.
It looks to me like a state law, a federal law, either one, even if they couldn't stick it for murder. That's what they had to trial for, murder. Mm. They come clear, but they just turned him loose.
Uh-huh.
Looks like they just picked him up then for a rape, because he owned up for rape. Mm-hmm. That's why that, of course, they claim then they could try him for the same charges twice, same mm-hmm. charges twice.
Of course, a lot of rapes that are committed never even get into court because of the fact that the woman is reluctant to take it to trial because they'll investigate her past and of course the defense attorney will try to prove that it was really her fault that she was being suggestive mm-hmm. or something like that.
Right. A lot of them won't even say they don't own up to it because they don't want to scandal out on her on that. Because she just go along with it and forget it. And
you would think that something would be done about that procedure to protect the party who was assaulted.
Right.
Sometimes it just doesn't seem like much justice is going on at all, really.
True. It? Yes, sir. It just looks like that. Well, I know right here in Dinesburg. It ain't been too long ago. Some niggers got in a fight. Four or five of them, and one pulled a gun and the other a knife and so on, you know, just almost killed one another. And then the next day went up and one had the other arrested. Had him in court. And of course the judge had four judge and the sheriff was in there. There was about 10 of them and all of the witnesses and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they commenced the trial, one of them was telling his story about it, you know, and the other, you damn lies right there in the court, you know. You're a damn liar, you didn't do that. You're a damn liar. You're not damn it. And first thing you know, they got to fight.
Sometimes it does get a little exciting.
All around the wedding there. And the high sheriff was in there, and the judge was in there, and the deputy in there. And, of course, they just run and grab this. And y'all better behave. We're going to put your water in jail. Don't behave. Y'all better cut this out.
Uh-huh.
And in the lineup, they got them stopped. And then there wasn't every one of them arrested for attempt to court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The judge just said, y'all sit down now. And they all sit down. And said, now y'all go on home, behave yourself. And if you don't, gonna get every one of you for attempt to court. Why, if it'd been a bunch of white people, they'd find every one of them. And if it'd been, 10 years ago, they'd find every one of them, put every one of them in jail.